Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome to a special episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we will delve into the intriguing dynamics of iterative moves, Nash equilibrium, and breaking stalemates in high-stakes scenarios. Join us as we explore the intersection of game theory, psychology, and decision-making in various aspects of business and interpersonal relationships. From navigating salary negotiations to leading teams through complex challenges and even navigating the complexities of dating dynamics, we'll uncover how understanding Nash equilibrium and iterative strategies can provide valuable insights into breaking deadlocks and achieving favorable outcomes. Get ready to embark on a journey of strategic thinking and behavioral insights as we unravel the complexities of high-stakes Nash equilibriums in both professional and personal contexts. In this episode, we will begin by defining Nash equilibrium as a concept in game theory where each participant strategy is optimal given the strategies of others, resulting in a stable outcome where no individual has an incentive to deviate. We explore various strategies to resolve Nash equilibriums, including communication, changing payoffs, and introducing randomization. Then we take a deep dive into iterative games, examining how repeated interactions and strategic adjustments can influence decision-making and change the risk profile, ultimately breaking stalemates. Through real-world examples ranging from negotiations to conflicts, we highlight the significance of iterative strategies in challenging conventional equilibriums and fostering cooperative outcomes. So let's jump in with the definition of Nash equilibrium. In academia, Nash equilibrium is defined as a concept in game theory where each player's strategy is optimal given the strategies chosen by the other players, and no player has an incentive to unilaterally change their strategy. Formally, in a strategic interaction among multiple players, a Nash equilibrium is reached when each player's strategy is a best response to the strategies chosen by the other players, resulting in a stable outcome where no player can improve their payoff by changing their strategy alone. This equilibrium concept was introduced by John Nash in his seminal work on non-cooperative games and has become a fundamental concept in the analysis of strategic interactions across various fields such as economics, political science, and evolutionary biology. In other words, Nash equilibrium is a situation in a game where everyone involved is doing the best they can, given what others are doing. It's like a scenario where if you knew what the other players were going to do, you wouldn't want to change your own actions because it wouldn't make things any better for you. It's a kind of balance where nobody has any reason to switch their strategy because they're all already doing the best they can in response to what others are doing. So let's give an example. The most famous example of Nash equilibrium is the prisoner's dilemma. The prisoner's dilemma is a classic example in game theory that illustrates a situation where individuals might not cooperate, even when it would be in their best interest to do so. And here's a simplified explanation. Imagine two criminals. Jane and Kevin are arrested and placed in separate interrogation rooms. The police don't have enough evidence to convict them on a major charge, but they suspect both have committed a lesser offense. The police officer offers each prisoner a deal. If Jane confesses and testifies against Kevin while Kevin remains silent, Jane will go free and Kevin will receive a long prison sentence. If Kevin confesses and testifies against Jane while Jane remains silent, Kevin will go free and Jane will receive a long prison sentence. If both Jane and Kevin confess and testify against each other, both will receive moderate prison sentences. But if both Jane and Kevin remain silent, both will receive shorter prison sentences for the lesser offense due to the lack of evidence. In this dilemma, each prisoner's best individual outcome is to confess, regardless of what the other prisoner does. If one confesses, they either go free or receive a moderate sentence, which is better than remaining silent and risking a longer sentence if the other confesses. However, if both prisoners confess, they both end up with a moderate sentence, which is worse for each of them individually than if they had both remained silent. If both prisoners trust each other to remain silent, they would both receive the best possible outcome, shorter sentences. The dilemma arises because each prisoner must make a decision without knowing what the other will do. While cooperation, i.e. both remaining silent, would result in the best overall outcome, the fear of betrayal and the temptation of a better individual outcome lead to a situation where both prisoners confess, resulting in a suboptimal outcome for both. This scenario illustrates the tension between individual rationality and collective rationality in decision-making. Now let's consider a classic example of Nash equilibrium in business, the case of pricing competition among duopolistic firms. Let's consider the scenario of two major airplanes operating on a popular route such as New York to Los Angeles. Both airlines have the option to set high or low prices for tickets. In this case, if both airlines set high prices, they both earn substantial profits due to limited competition, but risk losing customers to alternative transportation methods or competitors if prices become too high. If both airlines set low prices, they may attract more customers, but their profit margins decrease due to reduced ticket revenue. If one airline sets high prices while the other one sets low prices, the airline with low prices gains a competitive advantage by attracting more customers, while the airline with high prices risks losing market share. In Nash equilibrium, neither airline has an incentive to unilaterally change its pricing strategy because any deviation would lead to a less favorable outcome. If one airline were to lower its prices while the other maintains high prices, the airline with high prices would lose customers without gaining any additional revenue, thus leading to a worse outcome. Similarly, if one airline were to increase its prices while the other maintains low prices, the airline with high prices would lose customers without significantly increasing its profit margins. Therefore, in Nash equilibrium, both airlines typically end up setting similar prices, neither having an incentive to deviate from this strategy unilaterally. This balance represents a stable equilibrium where neither airline can improve its position by changing its strategy alone. However, external factors such as changes in fuel prices, regulatory policies, or entry of new competitors can disrupt this equilibrium and lead to adjustments in pricing strategies. Now let's talk about the realm of dating. Nash equilibrium can be observed in the context of partner selection and relationship dynamics. Consider a scenario where two individuals, Alice and Bob, are interested in each other and contemplating whether to ask the other out on a date. Let's assume they have two options, either to make the first move and ask the other out or to wait for the other person to initiate the date. In this scenario, if both Alice and Bob wait for the other to make the first move, they might never end up going on a date, resulting in a missed opportunity for both. If both Alice and Bob simultaneously decide to make the first move and ask the other out, they both achieve their desired outcome of going on a date. If one person makes the first move while the other waits, the person making the move risks potential rejection, while the person waiting might miss out on the opportunity to go out on a date. In Nash equilibrium, neither Alice nor Bob has an incentive to unilaterally change their strategy of either waiting or making the first move because any deviation could lead to a less favorable outcome. If one person were to make the first move while the other waits, the person making the move might risk rejection without any guarantee of reciprocation, leading to a worse outcome. Therefore, both individuals may end up waiting for the other to make the first move, resulting in a stalemate or delay in initiating the relationship. Okay, so let's talk about strategies for breaking the Nash equilibrium. Breaking the Nash equilibrium refers to altering the strategies of players in a game in such a way that they deviate from their current equilibrium strategies. Here are some ways to break Nash equilibrium. 1. Change in payoffs. Altering the payoffs associated with each player's actions can incentivize them to change their strategies. 2. Introduction of new players. Adding new players with different preferences or strategies can disrupt the existing equilibrium. 3. Communication. Allowing players to communicate and coordinate their actions can lead to cooperative strategies that break the equilibrium. 4. Randomization. Introducing randomness or uncertainty into players' decision-making processes can lead to deviations from the equilibrium strategies. 5. Incentive structures. Modifying the incentive structure, such as through rewards or penalties, can motivate players to adopt different strategies. 6. Technological advancements. Introduction of new technologies or tools can change the game dynamics and alter equilibrium strategies. 7. Regulatory changes. Changes in regulations or rules governing the game can force players to adapt their strategies, breaking the existing equilibrium. 8. Psychological factors. Factors such as emotions, biases, or beliefs can influence players' decisions and lead to deviations from equilibrium strategies. 9. External shocks. Unexpected events or external shocks can disrupt the equilibrium by changing the circumstances under which players make decisions. 10. Repeated interactions. In repeated games, the threat of retaliation or the promise of future cooperation can incentivize players to deviate from the equilibrium. And those repeated interactions or iterative moves is where we're going to camp out for the rest of this episode. So let's give a definition of iterative moves. The academic definition of iterative moves refers to strategic decisions made by participants in a repeated or sequential manner within a game or strategic interaction. In iterative games, players have the opportunity to observe the actions and responses of others over multiple rounds, allowing them to adapt and adjust their strategies based on past experiences and feedback. Iterative moves are characterized by their dynamic nature, as players may revise their decisions over time in pursuit of their objectives. This iterative process often leads to the emergence of complex patterns of behavior, strategic alliances, and the evolution of optimal strategies over the course of repeated interactions. Iterative moves are a central concept in game theory and play a crucial role in understanding strategic decision-making in various contexts, including economics, politics, and social behavior. In other words, iterative moves refer to the decisions or actions that people make over and over again in a game or situation where they interact with others. Instead of just making a single decision, they make several decisions, often learning from what happened before. It's like playing a game multiple times where you get better or change your strategy based on what you learned from previous rounds. These repeated actions can lead to different outcomes and strategies over time as people adjust and adapt to the situation. Let's give an example of iterative moves in salary negotiation. In salary negotiation, the initial offer from the employer and the counteroffer from the employee can be seen as a Nash equilibrium. Let's say an employer offers a salary of $150,000 and the employee counters with $160,000. If both parties believe these offers are the best they could get, given the other's stance, they might stick with their offers, creating a stable equilibrium. Now let's consider how iterative moves can change this equilibrium. If the employer rejects the $160,000 counteroffer but is open to further negotiation, the employee may make another offer, say $155,000, and the employer could then counter with $157,000. And so on. Each round of negotiation involves iterative moves where both parties adjust their offers based on the other's response, potentially leading to a final salary agreement that differs from the initial Nash equilibrium. Through these iterative moves, the negotiation process evolves and both parties have the opportunity to reach a mutually beneficial outcome that breaks the initial stalemate of the Nash equilibrium. Okay, so let's move on to a personal example. In the context of dating, let's consider a situation where two individuals, Alice and Bob, are interested in each other but initially hesitant to make the first move due to uncertainty about the other's feelings. This initial hesitation can be seen as a Nash equilibrium where both Alice and Bob refrain from expressing their interest, fearing potential rejection or awkwardness. However, if Alice decides to make an iterative move, and subtly signals her interest by initiating conversations, suggesting activities to do together, or showing small acts of affection, she breaks the equilibrium. Bob, observing Alice's signals, may reciprocate by initiating more interactions, expressing his own interest, or making romantic gestures in return. This iterative process of signaling interest, observing responses, and adjusting behaviors can lead to a gradual escalation of romantic involvement between Alice and Bob. As they continue to engage in iterative moves, their relationship evolves, potentially culminating in a mutual declaration of romantic interest and the establishment of a romantic relationship. Through iterative moves, Alice and Bob navigate the initial stalemate of the Nash equilibrium and progress towards a fulfilling relationship. Okay, so last example. Imagine stepping into your new role as a leader of a vibrant team of marketing professionals, only to find that one of the most senior members, Sarah, had applied for the same position. Initially, there's an unspoken tension in the air, a silent acknowledgement of the competition that has transpired. You sense Sarah's skepticism about your leadership abilities, and winning her over becomes a priority. Determined to bridge the gap, you decide to take an unconventional approach. During team meetings and group discussions, you actively engage Sarah, seeking her insights and perspectives on various projects. Surprisingly, you discover a shared love for marzipan, a delightful coincidence that sparks an unexpected bond between you two. Eager to nurture this newfound connection, you seize the opportunity to deepen the relationship. One day, after stumbling upon a gourmet chocolate shop, you come across the decadent marzipan chocolate bar. Without hesitation, you purchase it, knowing it would be a meaningful gesture. Presenting the chocolate bar to Sarah during the next team meeting, you witness a subtle shift in her demeanor, a softening of the guard she had initially erected. As she accepts the gift with genuine appreciation, a smile creeps across her face, and conversation flows more freely than before. The marzipan chocolate bar becomes a catalyst for further interaction, opening the door to candid conversations. Barriers begin to crumble, and you continue to engage Sarah in group discussions, seeking her input and expertise. With each collaborative endeavor, mutual respect and trust blossom, transforming initial skepticism into mutual admiration. In the end, it wasn't about leading a team, it was about building relationships, fostering trust, and finding common ground amidst differences. Through a simple gesture and an appreciation for the little things, you forged a connection that transcends titles and positions, laying the foundation for a successful partnership built on mutual respect and understanding. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with iterative moves, Nash equilibrium, and breaking stalemates. In each of the examples we've explored, salary negotiation, dating dynamics, and navigating a new leadership position, the stakes are undeniably high. In salary negotiation, securing a higher salary can significantly impact one's financial stability and career trajectory. Similarly, in the realm of dating, the potential for establishing a meaningful and fulfilling relationship hangs in the balance. And when it comes to assuming a new leadership position, the success of the entire team and organizational outcomes are at stake. What ties these scenarios together is the presence of a stalemate, a deadlock or impasse, that hinders progress and leaves parties feeling stuck. In salary negotiation, it's a standoff between employer and employee over compensation. In dating, it's the hesitation to make the first move due to fear of rejection. And in the leadership scenario, it's the initial skepticism and tension surrounding a new leader's appointment. However, what's intriguing about these situations is the potential for iterative moves to disrupt these stalemates and pave the way for breakthroughs. Iterative moves, characterized by repeated actions and adjustments over time, offer a powerful tool for navigating complex dynamics and achieving favorable outcomes. By leveraging iterative moves, individuals can gradually shift the balance of power, build trust, and foster collaboration, ultimately breaking through the barriers that once seemed insurmountable. In this episode, we'll delve deeper into the concept of iterative moves and explore simple yet effective strategies for using them to break stalemates in high-stakes scenarios. From proactive communication and building rapport to seeking common ground and demonstrating leadership, We'll uncover practical techniques that can help individuals overcome obstacles, drive progress, and achieve success in their endeavors. Iterative moves in interpersonal dynamics involve a strategic approach of gradually building comfort and trust through repeated interactions rather than immediately addressing sensitive issues head-on. By engaging in casual conversations, shared activities, and genuine expressions of interest, individuals can establish a foundation of rapport and understanding. This gradual process allows them to navigate potential challenges with greater ease and confidence, eventually creating an environment where addressing sensitive topics feels natural and mutually beneficial. Through iterative moves, individuals can foster a sense of connection and openness, paving the way for constructive dialogue and resolution of any lingering concerns or elephants in the room. In a salary negotiation, iterative moves manifest as a dynamic and adaptive approach to navigating this negotiation process. It begins with thorough research and preparation, where the negotiator gathers information about industry standards, comparable salaries, and their own value to the organization. Armed with this knowledge, the negotiator presents multiple offers, typically in the form of a salary range, based on their research. As the negotiation unfolds, both parties engage in a series of exchanges, asking open-ended questions, seeking clarification, and exploring potential compromises. The negotiator highlights their value proposition, emphasizing their skills and achievements to justify their desired salary. If the employer is unable to meet the negotiator's salary expectations, the negotiator seeks alternative benefits or perks, demonstrating flexibility and a willingness to compromise. Throughout the negotiation, both parties express a desire to find a mutually acceptable solution, iteratively adjusting their positions based on the other's responses and concessions. After reaching an agreement, the negotiator follows up with a thank you email, keeping the lines of communication open for further discussion or clarification if needed. Iterative moves in salary negotiation involved a strategic and iterative approach where each interaction serves as an opportunity to adapt and refine the negotiation strategy iteratively, ultimately leading to a mutually beneficial outcome. In the dating scenario between Bob and Alice, iterative moves unfold as a progression of small yet significant steps that deepen their connection over time. Initially, both Bob and Alice may exhibit hesitancy in taking the first step, due to fear of rejection or uncertainty about the other's feelings. However, Bob initiates the process by engaging Alice in friendly conversations, suggesting activities that they might enjoy together, and displaying genuine interest in her thoughts and experiences. Alice, reciprocating Bob's efforts, responds with warmth and enthusiasm, demonstrating her interest through attentive listening and reciprocal gestures. As their interactions continue, Bob and Alice gradually uncover shared interests and common ground, further solidifying their bond. Each exchange serves as an opportunity for Bob and Alice to learn more about each other, leading to increased comfort and trust. It's like slowly addressing the elephant in the room, the unspoken tension or uncertainty, by building a sense of connection and understanding. Through these iterative moves, marked by mutual engagement and genuine connection, Bob and Alice navigate the complexities of dating, paving the way for the development of a meaningful and lasting relationship. In the leadership position example with Sarah, iterative moves manifest as a strategic approach to winning her over and fostering a positive working relationship. Initially, Sarah may harbor reservations about the new leader, feeling disappointed that she was not selected for the position herself. However, the new leader, recognizing Sarah's experience and value to the team, takes proactive steps to engage her in a series of iterative moves. These moves include open communication, seeking Sarah's input on important decisions, and demonstrating appreciation for her contributions. During one team meeting, the leader learns through casual conversation that Sarah shares a love of marzipan, a delightful coincidence that sparks an opportunity for further connection. Capitalizing on this shared interest, the leader surprises Sarah with a small gesture, a box of marzipan chocolates. This simple yet thoughtful gesture breaks the ice and opens the door to deeper conversations and collaboration. Through continued iterative moves marked by mutual respect and trust building, the leader gradually wins Sarah over, transforming initial skepticism into mutual respect and collaboration. Now let's look at some examples of innocuous yet effective ways to initiate iterative moves and lay the groundwork for meaningful interactions. 1. Casual conversations. Start with friendly and casual conversations about shared interests, hobbies, or recent experiences. This could include discussing favorite movies, books, or hobbies. 2. Seeking advice. Approach the person for advice or input on a topic you know they're knowledgeable or passionate about. This could be related to work, hobby, or personal interest. 3. Compliments. Offer genuine compliments or words of appreciation. This could be as simple as praising someone for a job well done or acknowledging their unique talents or skills. 4. Invitations. Extend invitations to social or professional events such as a team lunch, coffee break, or after-work outing. This provides an opportunity for more relaxed and informal interactions. 5. Sharing resources. Share interesting articles, videos, or podcasts, such as the Behavioral Economics and Marketing podcast, that's related to their interests or industry. This shows that you value their input and are interested in engaging with them on topics they find meaningful. 6. Ask open-ended questions. Pose open-ended questions that encourage them to share their thoughts, opinions, or experiences. This demonstrates your interest in getting to know them better and fosters deeper conversation. 7. Expressing curiosity. Express curiosity about their background, experiences, or career journey. This can help you uncover common ground and build rapport. 8. Active listening. Practice active listening by paying attention to what they say, asking follow-up questions, and show genuine interest in their responses. This demonstrates that you value their perspective and are engaged in the conversation. 9. Offering help. Offer assistance or support with tasks or projects they're working on. This demonstrates your willingness to be helpful and collaborative. 10. Small gestures. Make small gestures of kindness or thoughtfulness, such as bringing them coffee, surprising them with a gift of marzipan chocolates, or even baking them a sweet treat like homemade cookies or bread, to show your appreciation and create a memorable moment of connection. So how do these iterative moves change the risk profile? In a Nash equilibrium, each player faces a binary choice to say yes or no to a particular strategy or action. The high risk associated with the decision stems from the uncertainty of the other player's choice. If one player decides to deviate from the equilibrium by choosing yes, while the other player chooses no, it could lead to unfavorable outcomes for both parties. This risk arises from the potential for conflict, loss of trust, or missed opportunities that result from diverging strategies. As a result, players often hesitate to deviate from the equilibrium, fearing the consequences of their actions and the unknown response of the other player. Iterative moves introduce a dynamic element to the decision-making process, shifting it away from a binary choice with high risk. By engaging in iterative moves, players have the opportunity to gradually explore different strategies, communicate openly, and build trust over time. Instead of being confined to a rigid yes or no decision, players can consider a spectrum of options, adjusting their approach based on the feedback and actions of the other player. This iterative process allows for the mitigation of risk by fostering mutual understanding, collaboration, and incremental progress. As players iteratively exchange information, negotiate, and adapt their strategies, they can work towards mutually beneficial outcomes while minimizing the potential for conflict or adverse consequences associated with abrupt deviations from the equilibrium. Thus, iterative moves transform the decision-making process from a high-risk binary choice to a more nuanced and collaborative endeavor, where players can navigate complexities with greater confidence and flexibility. In the example of offering a small gift of marzipan or baked bread, the receiver is presented with more than just a binary choice of yes or no. Instead, they have 3 general options. 1, they can politely decline the gift if they're not interested. This refusal of a gift can often be interpreted as a reluctance to engage further. Depending on the situation at hand, it may be best for the giver to forgive and forget, allowing for healing and moving forward positively. Two, they can accept the gift and thereby signal their willingness to enter into an iterated game of mutual engagement and rapport building. Three, they can interpret the gift as a white flag signaling a gesture of goodwill and lowering their perceived risk. This shift makes it easier to move forward and address any underlying tensions or concerns, the proverbial elephant in the room, with a sense of openness and reduced apprehension. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In conclusion, iterative moves play a transformative role in interpersonal interactions and decision making processes, offering a pathway to navigate complex dynamics with greater confidence and flexibility. By embracing iterative moves, individuals can move beyond binary choices and high-risk scenarios, fostering trust, understanding, and collaboration over time. Whether it's in the context of negotiation, dating, leadership, or simple acts of kindness, iterative moves provides a framework for building rapport, mitigating risk, and achieving mutually beneficial outcomes. Through small gestures, open communication, and incremental progress, individuals can break through stalemates, address conflicts, and forge deeper connections with others. By harnessing the power of iterative moves, we can navigate the uncertainties of life with resilience, empathy, and a shared sense of purpose. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.